Blah blah blah. Hey,
let's have some fun.
Hey,
tell me what's your name right now. Let me buy you a drink right now. Tell me, girl, where's your lover? Probably running gay right now. You make me wanna bite my lips when we dance and you rock them hips. Tell your girls find your boyfriend and tell them that you called it quits. Oh, I'm trying to get to know you right now. Get to know you right now. Let me buy you a drink or two right now.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the show. It really matters. Thank you for the love and support. Keep listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my God! Episode 75.
What?
Get the fuck out of here. We're at 3/4 of a century in this bitch, and
what?
It's going the fuck down.
Pew, 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 pew,
now
pew.
You're looking at me. I'm the man with the plan, the host with the, what rhymes with plan, whatever. We're not freestyling yet.
Okay.
At Mr. Nate Jackson, follow me on all that shit. You can see it on the reader, the ticker right there. I've got to make sure I introduce you to all of the beautiful ladies that are in here today, because we have my co-host to my right and your left, the beautiful entertainment industry's Swiss Army knife, the queen, the diva, the dime, Tangerine.
Ooh, you did it like a Christmas carol this time. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and watching us on the Nate Jackson Show. What up?
There she is. And then on my left and your right, we have Persephone. Stephanie Persephone.
I love it.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's how she come in, right there. Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show. So today's show is going to be it's gonna be good. We got all kind of topics, and the ladies have told me that today I don't get to know what in the hell topics that they decided we're going to talk about, because I hear stuff early, and I fuck it up because I start saying a bunch of funny shit, and we want the shit to be good for y'all to see. We want it to be good and organic and raw and natural. So real quick, before we jump into the show, I want to make sure you guys know the phone number. The phone number is 818-575-6993. In case you missed that because you got concentrated on the moan, it's 818-575-6993. 69 is a good-ass number. Make sure you do what it says when it says 5. Follow the 5-star or give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We're live here.
There we are.
Found so, you.
Why don't you tell us what you've been up to for a while, for a second, while I find the notes.
Nah, fuck all that. I'm going to tell y'all what I got going on at the end of the episode. What I want to talk about right now is what's irking my motherfucking nerves. What's on my nerves today, right? So I wake up this morning, I sit on the side of my bed, and I scroll through the gram, and out of 20 pictures of different women accounts, 17 got thirst traps. Back to back to back to back to back, trapping, butt cheeks, looking over the shoulder, back at the camera pose, sitting on the sink. One bitch was in a hammock, face down. I'm done. I'm done with what are we doing, ladies? Who are you trapping for? What do you think you're attracting, and why are you even bothering? Who the fuck is taking all these pictures, nigga? You're not going to tell me it's on a timer. All of y'all, not 17 out of 20. You bitches are getting carried away. You on there showing cakes, and then when niggas step to you a certain way, you act like we disrespecting you. These thirst traps are literally the fuel on the fire of the Me Too movement. Whether a nigga tries you or not, you set him up and send him out into the world with that shit on his mind. Most niggas don't wake up and see 10 beautiful bitches' butt cheeks and titties and shit in the morning. That's a privilege. And you got to be prepared for a lifestyle like that. You just got anybody who follows you looking at titties, ass, areolas, booty holes, and all kind of shit. Just because they woke up and went to your account, I think it's time to chill. I think that people may get more leverage online on social media if they show less now. At least the crowd that follows you will be different. You want a whole bunch of horny men on your shit? And please don't act like any nigga that slides in your DMs off a thirst trap is what you looking for. Because this is what you attracted.
So you saying you can't find love if you posted a booty pic first or twerked and then
it's called a thirst trap for a reason. You caught a thirsty nigga. And I do my best to slide by. I just be sliding. I don't get in no DMs.
Do you double tap before you slide by?
No, I mean, at this point, I'm sick of them. They're actually on my nerves.
Oh.
Okay? And both of you two on the show today are guilty of the trappage.
Are you kidding? My last couple of pictures were just all about me working and doing comedy.
Okay.
There were face shots. And, of course, I didn't get that many likes. But when I post a bikini shot, I'll get like a couple thousand. If I post just me saying, hi, I'm having a beautiful day, people be like, scroll by. I don't give a fuck, bitch. Get out of my page. So it's the attention that we get back.
That's a lot of goddamn likes for a bikini pic.
But if it's just my selfie game, people be like, oh, yeah, that's nice. And they keep scrolling. And
yeah, but don't you want the, oh, yeah, that's nice? It's like, you're a professional.
I post both. And then I let the world decide.
Well, it's all about what your audience wants to see. So now, once you start posting, you kind of see what your audience wants to see.
First of all, y'all don't know. The woman that's talking, her name is Stephanie. She is Persephone, without the T, on Instagram, two I's at the end.
Yeah, spell it for him.
It's Persephanii. I memorized it. And I memorized it because her ass was so big that this is what I was using to set my coconut water on before the show started. And she walked in here and I almost passed out and said, somebody should warn me that her ass was this big. So of course, I'm imagining that there's a lot of ass pictures on her page. If your ass is that big and you don't post your ass, are you doing a disservice to yourself, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm doing a disservice to everybody else.
See, because people want to see Stephanie's ass.
I'm done. I'm sick of this shit. Stop trying to trap me with your fucking fat ass cakes. If I can't have them motherfuckers, I don't want to see them. And here's another pet peeve, even motherfucking worse. You're talking to a young lady who sometimes search traps on the internet, and you're trying to separate reality from the internet social media life. And then when you guys are sending pictures back and forth, this bitch is sending you pictures that are already on her goddamn social media. Like, bitch, I can't have something that's just for me. I got to have the picture of the rest of the world looking at. I just saw you post this. This is you with your titties out eating a fork full of macaroni and cheese. I'm like, yo, send me a picture, just like a smile or something. Help me keep you on my mind and get through this day. And I get the macaroni and cheese fork picture with the titties.
Okay.
Bitch, I'll slap the macaroni and cheese, the fork, and the titties. Get it the fuck out my face.
You know what we say about that? When guys say, send me a picture that's not already on your page. And we're like, nigga, send us some money that's not already in my account. That's how we feel about that statement. We send whatever we want to send. And if this was a good picture, it's good enough for you, it's good enough for the online. Don't tell us which pictures to send.
What?
Violation. I'm throwing a goddamn flag. So you telling me a nigga looking at you, wanting to see you, caring for you, and asking for a picture that he can look at and just cherish you a little bit in his mind and get through his day with you on his brain, he gotta send you some money?
No, I'm just saying, why God does it have
damn,
to be
Tangerine?
Why can't it be a picture that somebody else already saw? Why does he need his own picture?
Nigga,
it's my same face.
Don't you want the nigga to have something special?
It all depends on the relationship.
At Official Tangerine and pick whichever picture he likes.
You're the nigga that you dealing with. The nigga you want to be on his mind. The one you're trying to stay relevant and matter to him. You going to send him a stock photo?
Or sometimes...
You're like, nigga, just Google me? Like, is this what you're on?
I definitely have said that. But listen, he can pick any picture he likes, or I could send him a new one, but don't get mad if it does get posted a couple days after you get it. You might get first dibs, first option to refuse. After that, I'm going to post it. So, no exclusivity. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God! Niggas deserve some exclusivity. What's your policy, thirst trap god?
I don't like to send pictures that's not on my social media.
See? And
I
hers are sexy enough.
Can't you just send a nigga the picture you didn't post out of the photo shoot?
No, because I post the best one.
So give that nigga the second best one. I mean, what would be really dope is if your social media had all the second best ones and your nigga got the best ones. Now you're showing care. Now you're dating a Leo man.
But it's also a part of, it's all of, relevance of how you, which one of you thinks is the best. Because, you know, everybody's got a different opinion. So that's hard to do.
I'm just trying to be appreciated as a man. I spend all my hard-earned money to make sure you happy, take you out, dinner, movies, and sometimes a bill or two. Your toes are done because of me, bitch. Any money you make, you putting in the purse I bought you. And if I ask for a picture, I gotta get the same shit these niggas that ain't paid for nothing get? I got tears running down my face. Me and my dick are both crying. This is some sad shit. You bitches need to get it together.
So from this day forth, we won't see any likes on thirst trap pictures from Nate Jackson?
Man, listen, sometimes I get overwhelmed. I'm not even going to bullshit you. Just know that this is my place, like where I'm at. Like there was a time when women start thirst trapping and niggas around the world were like, oh, hell yeah, nigga, they about to just basically be naked and all I got to do is have an Instagram account. I ain't got to pay nothing. Oh, wow. But now it's getting overwhelming. Now it's like Instagram, seriously, the entire site that has evolved into a fucking magazine where everybody's revealing as much as they can.
It's definitely a magazine. It always started out as a portfolio for photographers. And I believe that you teach your audience what your page is going to be like, and then they decide if that's what they're interested in or not. So a lot of the women who are posting themselves half naked, they gathered people who wanted to see half naked women, and they got that attention that you obviously you're not going to get that when you're in your sweats going to the grocery store and rollers, but you're going to get it online. So you're going to continue to post things that give you the attention you're not getting in real life. But if you're posting recipes or if you're posting gardening tips or pictures of your puppy, you're going to attract that audience who wants to see gardening tips, recipes, and puppies, and you're going to continue to post that. So it just is what you're into. You'll attract that audience.
So you're seconding her. She says you're going to post what your audience wants to see. And you're like, yeah, that's basically what I'm doing over here.
I'm saying the opposite.
And what I'm comfortable with.
She's posting what she knows the audience wants to see because she knows that's her asset. I'm saying you'll build the audience based on what you post.
That's what I'm saying. So why you got to post that? Because at this point, it's too motherfucking much. Nigga, everybody's trapped. You can't go to a single, like, I'm really struggling.
If
they're in entertainment at all, fuck, man. Go to a girl's page and see if you can find a picture that don't look like she about to fuck somebody within 10 minutes of taking a picture.
But here's another thing. A friend of mine that you know, she has a lot of half-naked pictures, if not completely naked pictures on her page. She actually is a dancer at night. She actually makes a few thousand dollars per month off of her page. So
because she posting these fucking sexy ass pictures and being like, come to my private stream.
Exactly.
Over here is $3. Yeah, but
and then
okay.
She has like the paid Snapchats and all of that, and she gets all, so she's making money off of that thirst trapping because there are obviously people who are not tired of it, who do still want to see it and who want to pay to see it.
I'm with that. She found a way to take these pictures and the trapping that she's doing and turn it into a revenue stream. That I can't hate on. Get your money. What I'm getting at is, what is the motivation for all these women who ain't making no money off of it to keep posting areolas to, nigga?
The likes?
There was a girl in a picture butt motherfucking naked in a kitchen. That's it.
That was for you to know she cooks and gives up the pee.
Everybody else to know too. And so my thing is this, like, any man that is serious about a woman doesn't want one that's just community property. So it's on you guys to make it look like, or make him feel like, nigga, your mind is just us to some extent. There's some niggas who can let that shit roll off their back at all times. But nigga, when I'm sitting on the side of my bed and I'm like, okay, trap, 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 trap. Like, it's like, God.
It's a lot of them, but they're getting more attention doing
nigga,
that
the
than
the first
in real
lady,
life.
Nigga? Why is the first lady thirst trapping?
Well,
nigga?
The first lady's been posing nude since before she was president. Well, let me read some of these comments that we're getting. Jack Packett says, and the cold part is the men are the thirsty ones, even though they the ones with the cheeks on display. I think the second they means the women are the ones with the cheeks on display, but they call the men thirsty, but the women are the one posting the pictures. I think that's what he's saying. Speed Gods laughed at you saying stock photo.
Scott, real quick. We appreciate that you guys have comments and information that you want to share inside of this thing with the comment box, but goddamn it, if you're going to write one, make some motherfucking sense. We're tired of deciphering your illiterate ass.
Also, Queen Patty Be Blessed wants the phone number again, so let's give her the phone number. Maybe
she'll
call.
Phone number is 818-575-6993. Again, that's 818-575-6993.
Jack's Packet says, especially with the Explore page algorithm, you like a pic, a titty thirsty pic, and then all you see is ass and titties. And that's true, because once you like something, Instagram and Facebook learn what you like and they'll continue to show you more of that. Speed God says, but see, why do females that thirst trap expect to find a guy that is good for them?
Nigga,
most of the time, it's a guy who wants to hit and quit.
That's what be like, all these niggas ain't shit. Everybody just want to fuck a bitch and blah, blah, blah. You're like, okay, but you're on Instagram with your bikini bottom pulled to the side. Like, we can literally see labia formation.
She said we said the number too fast. I'm going to type it in here.
God
for
damn.
You, baby.
Eight.
Here.
One.
8 1 8.
And you need moan slow too. 8 1 8.
I fell asleep.
5 7 5. 69 93
Okay. All right, guys. I just typed it in. Is there a way to pin it in a YouTube comment?
You just
going to
keep starting the word that starts with an S three times?
I didn't want to cut her off.
She's polite. What's up, Persephone?
So if you are constantly scrolling your timeline and you're seeing thirst trap, thirst trap, thirst trap, isn't this what you're following?
Go ahead, tell me.
You can't be too tired of it if that's what you're following.
Go ahead, tell me it's my fault.
Go follow some cooking pages.
You one of them old regular ass. Well, nigga, if you don't like it, don't follow me.
Go follow some recipes and puppies.
Nah, because then y'all be like, oh, you want to follow me? Oh, what about when you didn't like my comedy skit? Like, bitch, listen, I followed you to support your entertainment career and all this stuff. But this is ridiculous. There's a photographer that takes a picture of girls while they're walking to the side. And this nigga is doing very well for himself. If I see another sideways walking down the street sidewalk post, I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
Are they great
pictures?
All these
bad bitches look like fucking a Bigfoot sighting. They're all mid-stride looking to the left. They look good, but it's like, nigga, what is this?
He found a niche.
He needs to go lay down.
But and that's I'm, what he people needs to like. Take
a, yeah, no, nigga.
Are you following him?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start unfollowing all these. Today. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to scroll my wall and everybody thirst trapping is out of there. Nigga.
Okay, so now I've
did
already
you
admitted.
Trap today?
No, I haven't
did
posted
you thirst
in
trap
like a
today?
Week.
I did not.
All right.
She thirst trapped yesterday, though.
That's fine.
It was 2 days ago.
Today's the day I'm going down my shit and everything that Instagram says, hey, you like this? I'm unfollowing every butt cheek and titty.
Okay,
I'm,
but wait.
I'm overwhelmed with because I want to fuck. What's up? And then I'm the nasty bastard.
You are nasty, Nate, making all the hoes masturbate.
All the mamas, granddaughters, cousins, and aunties. Nigga, everybody's trying to get this dick. They up on me, nigga. Bars.
So I already admitted that I posted some they're not really thirst traps, but if I'm on the set, it's funny. The last three things that I shot, I was dressed very sexily. I didn't know what I was going to be put in, but when I shot, I got the hookup to plug. I was put in a bikini. So I posted a picture of me in the bikini. Is that considered a thirst trap?
Man, you was working and that's what you was doing. This is the thing. Like, this is your lifestyle. Like, you have lived the life of a black cat woman for a decade or more. So if you take a picture, it's just
except
what you got
I'm
on.
Not a lesbian.
You may be curvaceous and show some shit, but you're not just walking. You're not just doing a photo shoot at your crib in a bikini. Like, you got to understand, there's women waking up, checking their calendar and being like, oh, thirst trap. So they got to go, they're fucking doing their makeup by themselves, putting their camera on a timer and doing a photo session. They got the right to do all that shit.
Okay.
Just don't be upset at me when the tension it gets isn't what you want because it's what it's garnering. That's all I'm getting at. It's on my nerves today. So today, I'm going to scroll my wall. I'm unfollowing 2 minutes worth of motherfuckers.
I just wanted to know if you were going to unfollow me because I have bikini pictures
on my page.
If
that shit pops up, your ass is in trouble.
But I also have pictures of
me, like,
in a makeup
chair. I don't even need to be looking
chair.
At you showing no. Why? Like, we're friends.
This is my wardrobe on set.
I don't need no pressure. I don't need it. At the end of the day, I'm still a goddamn man. And you women, you think you control who can see it and who likes it and shit. You are creating a culture of sick motherfuckers.
So the Me Too movement you said was our fault.
No, but you got to understand that is a part of it. It's not the whole recipe, but it's an ingredient in there.
Do you know who
it's
Queen not- Patty is? She says she has no thirst traps on her IG page. You know who she is? Queen
I'm gonna
Patty
follow her.
Be blessed.
No, but I mean, she got Patty in her name. She's not about to be in shape.
Is she cooking a lot, you think? Queen Patty be blessed?
It's all patties, Nick.
You think she's a thick woman who can make a good sweet potato pie?
I ain't never met a little Patty.
Queen
I met
Patty.
Some small Patricias and a few skinny Pats.
What
but
you
I
look
ain't
like,
never
Queen
met
Patty.
A small Patty.
I'm going to your page right now to look at. Is this her?
Nigga, if that's Patty.
No, I think this is her.
Okay.
She has big cheeks. All we can see is her face in the profile pic. She has big cheeks. That might be her. Okay. I think, can you cook, Queen Patty? Be blessed. Let us know.
Hell yeah, she can cook. Did you see the picture?
Maybe she eats out a lot.
Patty,
so what
got,
exactly?
Patty got a video. Or the video holder is just a big face.
Queen
back
Patty
up from the camera.
Underscore
on your
1989. I think that's her Instagram name.
Let me see.
The world is now going to go to your Instagram page if it's not private. Because
I'm not on the bullshit. I go to your page, Patty. If I see you thirst trapping, I'm gonna say something. And if you're not thirst trap worthy, I'm gonna say something about that. But it is what it is. What is it? Queen Patty underscore
1989. Jax Packet says all of the models, quote unquote, in wild photo situations covered in Skittles, cotton candy, etc. Laughing, crying emojis.
Yeah, like how are you making any bread? What is the purpose? And that's the thing. I have my college agent in town, and his daughter is like, she's a social media influencer. She's actually like fucking really, goddamn. She's really on her shit in regards to like she has a deal with Sephora. If she goes to a mall, her whole following shuts the goddamn mall down, right? Mm-hmm. And so he sees me shooting all these skits and stuff, and he's like, man, I just want to know, like, what is the purpose? And how does this generate revenue?
Right.
How is this worth time?
Right.
And I said, well, you know, because a certain amount of followers, and I can get asses in seats on the road and stuff like that, or that I know other people who are leveraging their social media followers and making bread. But most of it is a big sacrifice to say, once I hit X amount of number, things should start to roll in. He's like, what the fuck? So what about all these women that be shooting these skits and going from house to house and page to page? And I'm like, are they getting paid? I'm like, nigga, they're not. He's like, y'all motherfuckers is crazy.
A couple of them are. Most of them are not. But again, most of us, my pastor always says, we all just want to be financed, fondled, and famous. So if we all just want to be fondled, financed, and famous, and you post a picture of your body part and somebody tells you how beautiful you are every single day, you're getting that affirmation on a regular basis. Why would you stop?
Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is making yourself into a gerbil. Well, you got to keep going to the water container. You got to keep on going to the corner of the cage and sipping on them compliments.
What makes you think that it's only guys that are responding to these pictures?
Tell us about it. Teach us, Stephanie.
Because I have a lot of women that come into my DMs and say, you've motivated me to be more comfortable with my body, because I'm not a skinny woman.
Mm-mm.
So I'm in the 200 plus crowd, and I feel very comfortable with showing my stretch marks, cellulite, and natural ass and titties. I don't have a problem with it. A lot of people don't have what I have because it's natural and they want it. And there's a lot of women who have it and are uncomfortable with showing it. So when they see someone who's very comfortable in their skin showing it, then they feel more comfortable, you know, stepping out or, you know, showing a little bit more, feeling more comfortable in their skin. And then ultimately, for some people, it helps their self-esteem.
That is a solid point.
Jax Packet says, the flip side, 100.
That
100.
Is. And you know what? I appreciate somebody who can come on and give the flip. But let me tell you something. I'm not a fucking monster, nigga. I get it. God damn it. If your shit makes people feel good, good. I want you to be confident in your skin. I don't want you to be confident and then I'm uncomfortable while you comfortable. Like, we should all be comfortable. If your curves make people comfortable and everybody's feeling good with themselves and their bodies, and I'm not into body shaming. None of this was about get your ugly ass off the internet or why you on there with them hips like that. My thing was, why are you dangling your body like fruit when you know damn well you got more substance than that?
And speaking of substance, I wanted to let you guys know that our guest today, Mrs.
Dangling your body like fruit is, I'm writing that down.
Yes,
why
write it
are
down.
You dangling your body like fruit?
Build something around that concept. I wanted to let you know our guest today, it's not just a pretty face with some big ass titties and a huge ass, but she's actually very educated. She has a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and a master's degree in psychology. Mm-hmm. So she's brilliant.
She got a PhD in booty meat, nigga.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she got
See,
that.
I didn't post no picture for that response.
So, she got all them degrees and I ain't seen none of that shit on her wall.
So I wanted to let you guys know that.
I ain't see that shit.
It's on there.
How far down? Tell,
that's because you looking at the booty meat.
No, that's because your last 8 pictures, your booty is halfway submerged in a pool, nigga. Where is the degree at?
It's on there.
She should hold the degree.
Where are you talking to the camera?
All three of them.
Showing that mind you got.
I'm going to her page right now.
All three of my degrees is on there.
Nah, you should put your degree next to your booty and take a picture.
Exactly. The niggas will be like, oh, there's words next to a butt. Let me read them. She using that shit to use the other shit.
I posted it once. If you go down, you'll see it. Or should I post my degrees every other week? Or what?
I think if you got something in your head. Because
they don't have the most likes.
I think if
that's
you have
that's my point.
Fuck a like.
That's my point.
That's my point. Fuck a like. You guys are content creators and you're trying to build an audience that's following you and liking you and caring about what you post. It's a, everybody on earth got to ask. Whether it's big and juicy is a different question. But everybody born got to ask. Unless it's a deformation, it's part of the human anatomy. You got glutes.
Everybody has titties too, but for some reason men like looking at ours. Men got titties too.
That's fine.
We all have nipples.
And all of that is fine and dandy. But what I'm getting at is you guys are content creators and you guys are literally building a following. You're trying to have people come to you and say, well, what's different from her? What's different from you and hi, my name is T? What's different from you and B. Simone? What's different from you and Claudia Jordan? What's different from you and you? That's where you can show people, yeah, she's a bad bitch, but yeah, she's gorgeous, and.
So maybe she can just put it in her bio, bachelor's and master's degree.
Sure.
Okay.
But I think you need to be talking to the camera.
Why do I need to put it in my bio?
Well, it's what there. He's saying is, can you talk to the camera? And let me tell you something else cool about her. She used to work, because she has this master's in psychology, she used to work with sex offenders. She was a therapist for sex offenders. And I told her that was a really interesting topic. She could do a whole podcast every week sharing with us what that's like, because she had to be able to listen and understand their point of view from them doing that kind of crime, which is mind-blowing, because we all have one opinion of, like, why would anybody do something like that? Or maybe they were innocent, but now they're forever having to be registered as a sex offender. But there's so much you could talk about with that topic. She could have a whole weekly or daily little 60-second video clip about something sexual. Educated.
Here it is. She went and scrolled. I was wondering,
how many weeks?
I'm like, why is she scrolling?
How many weeks down does she have to go?
This motherfucker is posted November 30th, 2016. She posted it when she got the motherfucker.
No, I got that in like 2000.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you wonder why nobody's looking at this, because right here, less than a centimeter away on the screen, I don't even have to move. I could accidentally click this one with hella buns, nigga.
Oh, so that's a super thirst trap.
Let me see.
I have on a pencil skirt.
Oh, cute.
No, actually, you have on, nigga, that is a Sharpie, nigga. That ain't no goddamn pencil. That is a motherfucking dry erase marker.
That almost comes to my knees with a long sleeve shirt.
It's mid-thigh. It's from behind. It doesn't show her butt as big as the other butt pictures, but it's sexy.
Listen, first of all, I saw this because of the hang time shadow.
Hang time of the booty cheeks.
See how long you stayed on the degrees and then went straight
it's
to...
It's easier to see
there's
the
his,
ass
there's
than it is
point.
To see the sustenance.
Speed God says, don't thirst traps attract sex offenders?
This don't even...
No.
Fuck yes.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. If that's what you look at and that's what you like, and then there it is. It's
no.
right there.
What Victor says,
I was addicted to sex and saw all this cake I'd want to fuck.
We didn't say sex addiction. We said sex offenders.
Oh, no, because the little midget that be thirst trapping sex offenders be on her. Dead ass. The midget, that she's the little person. So when she's on here twerking and all that shit, like the
one
men
you
that
use
are like,
your
I
sketches?
Yeah, but and I don't find that like, oh man, I'm about to fuck this girl or woo woo. But niggas be in my DM. Did you fuck her yet, bro? I'd have been fucked her. She's like child height.
Yeah, she is child height.
With grown woman ass twerking and shit. Playing with like little toy cars, like little, what's some little electric? You plug the car up. The little kid car. Nigga,
yes.
The little huff.
Yes.
I don't know what you call them.
I don't either, but I know what you're talking about.
The little car, nigga, you know, you got to charge it in your garage and your kid can get it and really drive it. That bitch got a bad. She be twerking on them little cars in the middle of the cul-de-sac. And that's fine. Like, for her niche and what she's doing, cool. But look at who that attracts. Look at who is into that.
Jack Packett says, diploma twerking going to be the way in 2019. Wait and see. That's funny. Sheep Stay Sleep TV says, good point. Victor's Magnum says, sex sells. And
yeah, and what I'm saying, sex sells. And what I'm saying is, I'm starting to feel forced to buy, nigga. I'm starting to feel forced to buy.
But
that's what I'm getting at. Like, you're going to be a bigger person if everything you see all day long is food commercials. Food, 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 fast food, fast food. Like, if your lifestyle puts that shit in front of you all the time, it starts to be a normal thing to be like, oh, I'll eat and I'll have that. I want that. Mm-hmm. You don't see what's wrong in your diet. And that's proven in the hood. The same way there's only liquor stores and gun stores and shit, there's more drunk people and more gun violence, because that's around. That's what's normal. So now what I'm saying is the normal is shifting on what is allowed and what can be shown and exposed. And butt naked? The bitch was butt naked holding a salt shaker.
I seen one.
Butt ass naked. I threw my phone. I don't even want to see the comments. Like, what's the point? What the fuck is her name?
Dang, Speed God just removed two of his comments. Was it that bad, Speed God?
I seen one holding an umbrella.
Naked?
Butt naked in the rain. It's a red box.
Yeah, that's the same person that I told you is making money on
what
Instagram.
What are we going for? Of course she's making money.
And she also is a dancer at night. Or whenever her shift is. I can't just say at night.
But her thing has a tone of confidence. Like, I'm not perfect, but here I am.
And she always gives advice. Like, the girl that I'm talking about, she'll rub her titties in a video and stare at the camera. No. But she'll also say massaging your boobs is very healthy because it does this, that, and that. And she'll have, like, scientific facts behind it. And so she backs it up with circulation and
I believe I saw that video.
All this good stuff. Yeah, so she... But yeah, she is very confident, and she will also post about her flaws. So.
Which is fine, right? Like, that's somebody who is talking about something and uplifting. That's different.
But is that bullshit? Because a lot of girls will put on a skimpy outfit and put this bullshit ass Bible quote under it, or remember to look to the hills for your strength, because you're standing there with your ass to the camera looking towards a mountain. Like, really, just post the picture because you like the picture. You don't have to give me no deep ass quote if that's not really why you took
the picture.
They're
twerking like, be the change you want to see.
Exactly.
But also understand that it attracts not only sex offenders, but it attracts all different kinds of men. It's not just sex offenders. So I've had lawyers, police officers, pastors. How many of them pastors getting caught up for being in the comment box on some females' pictures and stuff like that? So it's literally almost all men.
Victor says, swipe up, nigga. Then he says, just kidding. What did you mean? Swipe up on the chats or swipe up on the thirst trap pictures?
I don't know what he's talking about.
All right. So that's how Nate feels about thirst traps. Some of us may be unfollowed after today. I'm going to miss you, Nate.
Why are you dangling your body like fruit? I like that shit.
Fruit is good for the body.
It is. Trust tangerine.
Just know that your little fruit
is going to get picked.
You can't control who picks that motherfucker.
And it's going to get eight. Don't say you can't control it. That means niggas just going to take it. And that's not legal. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole problem with people that have rape cases is it's like, well, she was wearing that, Your Honor. I had to take it. Like, that's not a defense.
I didn't say it's a defense. I did say it's a thing.
It is a thing. I'm just because, letting people know that it's
here's
not
the
okay
thing.
To take it.
Here's the thing. Yeah, of course, rape is not okay. What do you guys think I'm trying to say? What I'm saying is... For the men that are out there that have self-control issues and struggle with the line between right and wrong, they can readily feed on these images of you.
Well,
if you
the
saw some of the niggas that
therapy.
Like your shit the most, if you saw some, you'd be like, let me chill.
You know what is interesting? I used to talk about this with my herbalist and all my hippie friends when I first became like the hippie plant-based person that I am now. We talked about how back in the day we didn't even have to wear bras and we didn't have to wear tops and our titties could just dangle like National Geographic. But because we cover them, if you see somebody breastfeeding, it's like, oh my God. Or if you see nipples on a girl with no bra on, you're like, oh, she doesn't have a bra. I'm not supposed to be able to see her nipples. I'm getting aroused. And you go crazy because it's not normalized for you to see it anymore. If it was normalized, you wouldn't feel like we were trying to get harassed sexually. We're just being free, being comfortable, trying to keep our circulation flowing so we don't give ourselves breast cancer. But men are so not used to seeing it on a regular basis that they take it as, oh my God, she must want to fuck me. Let me go over here and take it from her. Or let me go over here and harass her until she gives me her number and let me take her out. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's not our fault that you guys aren't conditioned to seeing it. So it's such a big deal for you to see it when you do.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say there was anything wrong with your normal. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, the normal could be
no, but a person can hear what I'm saying. If you're breastfeeding, good. Feed your baby. If your nipples are hard and they're sticking all out, cool, nigga, they're your nipples. That's what nipples do.
But if I took a picture of my nipples out, wouldn't that be thirst trapping?
Yes.
So that's my point.
Yeah, but you went out of your way to capture the moment and put it on the internet forever and put a weird ass quote under it. Like, that's different than what I'm saying.
How much effort do you think that takes?
To post a picture of some nipples and shit?
Mm-hmm.
None, and that's the problem. The problem is, because it's an effortless action doesn't mean that it's okay. Like, just because it's easy for me to take a picture of my dick and send that hoe off. That don't mean it's okay.
I have a question from our audience.
I'm asking you to take the difficult route.
He wants you to try harder is what he's saying to us women. Queen Patty Be Blessed says, oh, she can cook, by the way. Then she says, because some women think this is a good way to catch niggas, is her other comment. I was waiting on whatever sound effect. Okay. And then Jack Packett says, okay, Nate, so do you consider teacher bae a thirst trap being as her pick blue, even though it was basic picture on her page.
Mm-hmm. Who's teacher bae?
The chick that had on the, I think it was a pink skirt and a white shirt or something.
Wasn't she wearing a pencil dress that was hella curvaceous and she had hella buns?
The dress is not curvaceous.
Yeah, she's curvaceous.
Are you bringing
the
up
the girl is curvaceous?
You bringing
the
up the pencil skirt you just had on? And she, that hit a nerve when you said, "Was she trying to wear a pencil skirt?"
Let's be honest. Can we just keep it 100?
Yes, let's keep.
Let's keep it all the way 100.
Yes,
because you guys are both blessed with curves.
I got a little curve. She got grown woman curves.
You
got
curves. She got. You can't even get on this highway. Go around.
Yes, yes.
But there's different outfits that can flatter that. And there's other outfits that can reduce the effect some. And you know this. You know your power.
Yes.
You know your power. You know your strength. You know other people's weakness.
It's like when men wear the V-neck black t-shirts when they know they have put in the work in the gym for nice arms and pectoral muscles. And it's like, nigga, it's raining outside. Why are you in a V-neck tee? But you know you look good in it. Or when a man, even my man, keeps wearing gray sweats everywhere because, you know, that dick print is popping out. And, you know, women see them gray sweats and they be like, okay, I see what you're working with. It's a thirst trap. Same thing.
I agree.
Good.
You wanted me to be like, now, you keep on trying to point out this devil shit. Like,
no, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, I'm always going to say both sides of everything.
Now, fuck both sides. Niggas aren't out here getting raped every day, B.
Yeah, because you guys can't control yourselves.
Exactly. So
why does that have to be our issue?
It's
that
right.
You can't control
you
don't
yourself.
Have to take it that way, though. I'm not saying take what I'm saying and be like, well, it's not on me. I can wear whatever I want. And but okay, fine. I'm talking about the goddamn internet and these thirst traps. Don't make this about a double standard and minking this and minking that. That ain't this. Y'all already outnumber me. That ain't what I'm saying. Don't also twist what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the double standard and between what sex and who's responsible for the controlling their act. I already know niggas are in control of this shit.
So what was your question? Your answer about Teacher Bae? Was her picture a thirst trap?
You're that saying bitch can she put had on a different outfit.
Okay.
You got to teach these kids. You already know these young men. Nigga, when you're in 5th, 6th, 7th grade, the age she's teaching, you be hard thinking about fractions. You just be
hilarious.
In class with your dick erect like, man, I hope they don't call me to read. You don't need no extra influence. Now, also, if you got a bad bitch for a teacher, you're going to be on time. You're going to be in that motherfucker listening.
Yeah, you will be there.
I don't think none of them little kids, I think it was either first or third grade. I don't think none of them was paying attention.
How old is a third grader?
Her body.
Eight. Dig hard.
If when I was
dig
four,
hard.
I
can't
was
even
trying
bust
to have
white
sex.
Shit yet. Still clear. Pre-comment.
Yeah.
Them little kids dig hard. Wasn't worried
Victor
about
says
nigga,
that's
little kids
true.
Know when they have a bad bitch teacher. I was in elementary school in second grade, and I knew Miss Finney, who wasn't even my teacher, was the baddest teacher in school. I used to ask my friends, like, nigga, what did she be talking about in there? Like, she talking about different shit than every other second grade teacher. Miss Finney was bad than a motherfucker, but she wasn't even my teacher.
I hope she listens to this one day. Victor Magnum says that's true, Nate. Speed God says true. So people are agreeing.
Hell yeah. Good. You randomly got a dick hard as a grown man? And you just laugh to yourself like, nigga, I'm grown. Nigga, what the fuck? Look at this little blood just flowing.
Pause, Ting. You said four. Yeah, I was four when I first started trying to have sex with Little Peter every day at lunch in recess.
You were?
In preschool.
Mm-hmm. A nigga named Little Peter?
His name was Peter. We were little. It's just all I was saying. But yeah, four. So I know if I was thinking about sex at four, just couldn't figure out how to get his in mine. I knew what it's supposed to look like, but it wasn't going in.
You just needed some instructions.
How did you know this?
She's from Englewood.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Nah, man, when you're from the hood, you grow up faster. You expose to more shit.
And it's not like I had big brothers and sisters to tell me anything, so I don't know. I think being next to my parents' bedroom and I could like hear what they were doing and it would make me aroused. I don't know why I knew what it was, but I was so turned on by it, and then I would go to school and try to like figure it out. I don't know why.
Let me put it differently for you. Since y'all acting like this shit is so crazy, right?
It is.
Okay, do you know what a booty is right now? Mm-hmm. When did you learn that what part of your body was your booty?
You're like two
very
or three,
young.
Right?
You're like eye, nose, ear, booty, right?
Yeah, when
okay.
You learn the body parts.
And you know what eating is because your parents are like, eat, 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 eat. So you could be like 5 or 6 years old or younger when you start knowing eat and booty. Right? A 10-year-old right now, 5 years ago in their life, was listening on the radio to eat the booty like groceries. And that's what's different between the times. When we were kids, we didn't hear no Eat the Booty, and all the songs were clever. Like, you'd be like, you knew this song was about blah, 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 blah. Like, you had to be in the know. Like, oh, what,
yeah,
for real?
Because it was always like, slide into my love.
Yeah, these niggas is on regular terrestrial radio, I'll beat the pussy up.
Yeah.
Ride my pony.
I'll beat the pussy up.
Yeah, but ride the pony, nigga, you'd be like, what's a pony? What's that? Like, it's just a cool. Now it's eat the booty like groceries.
Yes.
And
yes,
a 4-year-old knows that eat means to eat.
Ooh, we should get into some of our topics. Speaking of kids and things that shouldn't be happening
kick
in the world. I'll just finish.
You ain't gotta explain it. You could just kick that hoe.
Jack Packett says, Nate, not lying though. I thought my kindergarten Spanish teacher was fine.
See?
Exactly. All right, let's.
Using that bitch like, he's scared of the derecha.
Look at you knowing Spanish. He said left and right. That's all he said.
Si.
It sounds so fancy until you realize, y'all. Look, I said it was left and right. All right, I'm going to beatbox as we do every week. This is my famous beatbox I've been doing since high school. It is amazing. He's going to freestyle to whatever he wants. And then we're going to get into a few topics, talk about what we've been up to this week, and then get out of here. Are you ready?
Nigga, all that intro?
Okay. Here we go. I hate you so much.
Slower. Man, every week she come on grinding and doing it fast. I gotta slay slow down like I'm on the grass. Like an old man, I be old man. I'm in the building and you know that you know, man. It's time to get it, get the thing, and put it in your pocket. This is the part of the show, Tangerine's Topics.
All right, y'all. Hey. That was pretty hot. That was pretty hot. All right, first topic cool. up. Speaking of things that kids shouldn't be doing at a young age, let me know if you've seen the video that went viral. This isn't even the one that went viral earlier this year. This one is more recent. Three little kids smoking weed. Two adult women hand them a blunt. A 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, and an 18-month-old are being passed marijuana. And this video went viral. And people are really, really upset with the mom. And they're telling me that the mom was getting arrested. But what I found out is the mom wasn't even there. The mom left her kids with her friends who she's known for years and trusts very well. Their names are Michaela Pearson and Candace Little. They're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, I believe. Mm. And the mom doesn't want her name released on the news because she says she's already been getting death threats. I'm imagining that's because people thought that she was the one that was, you know, condoning this or whatever. What we noticed, and Steph and I were talking about this before the show, we noticed that one of the kids seemed to have done this before. Like, he took it like a champ, inhaled, you know, he didn't cough or whatever. So it's like, this isn't the first time that all of these kids have been smoking. Stephanie,
hell,
what do you think?
No.
What
I
do
think,
you think
it's ridiculous. And I don't even think that they should be let out on bond. I think they were put on like $150,000
yes.
bond.
Yes.
I don't even think they should
so
be
let out. So that's $15,000 to get loose?
Yeah.
They don't
yeah.
have that. They'll still be in there.
But yeah. here's the other side, because I always try to do the devil's advocate side of this. Everybody's so excited that weed is legal in so many states. It's so positive. It's just a plant. It's healthy. It helps you to think sharper, and it helps you to focus, and it helps you with your eyesight. So is it okay to give your weed to 18-month-old, a 2-year-old, and a 3-year-old?
Absolutely not. Their brains haven't even developed.
But right, you're killing brain cells before they got them.
So you need that to be in its natural, its purest form. You wouldn't give them alcohol. I mean, some would. But
alcohol is not from the plant and herbal and legal and healthy and all that stuff. We know alcohol is poison, but we all are advocating that weed is so positive and so good for you, and it's from the earth. Mm-hmm. So if we're on that tip, then maybe these mom's friends were thinking, well, what's the big deal? Why can't we give these kids what we enjoy every day?
I think they thought it was funny.
They definitely thought it was funny. They thought it was so funny that they videotaped it and put it on Facebook, and it went viral, and now them asses are in trouble, mm-hmm. and it's ridiculous. Victor Magnum says, have you seen the chick? I've seen the chick who was in the video. I haven't seen the actual mom, but the chick in the video has a little braids like a rapper, and she's light. Have you seen the video, Nate?
This is like Hurricane Chris. I was so upset watching. My mouth fell open. And that's rare, because I've seen a gang of shit.
Right?
In comics, we be making sure to expose ourselves to a gang of content and see the world. So we got shit to talk about on stage and on podcasts and shit like this. But this video just knocked my mouth open. When the baby, who's literally wearing a pamper and can't even hold the weed herself, hits the weed and is coughing, she's like, you better hit that like a real nigga. I said, whoa.
But.
Whoa, black people.
But they showed they cared because they said, don't burn yourself. Hold it right now. Don't hand it to her the right way so she don't burn herself is the advice that they gave the kids in the video.
It's just different when you see kids smoking weed. There's kids that are cancer patients, and the only thing that makes them feel okay and have less pain is cannabinoids and things that don't have THC in them. Like, there's children who have weed and weed byproducts in their system. Not like this, though. Not like three little kids hitting a fucking blunt, like niggas sitting outside the club in a fucking Dodge Charger. This shit was outrageous. The parents do need to see some trouble. I don't give a fuck if those are your friends. That's who you left them in the care of. Get you a goddamn teddy bear camera or something, or talk to your kids. What did y'all do while I was gone? Mm-hmm. Look at your kids. You mean you came back from wherever you were at and you can't tell your kids are high as fuck?
I have a feeling that they had done it before, probably with their mom, but now that the mom wasn't in the video and she doesn't have to, you know, she's not there to be caught, I think it's easy for her to say she did say she was upset with it. But they didn't look like this was new to them. It looked like they had been watching videos of people doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like all the hottest rappers are doing it, the Wiz Khalifas of the world or whatever. And they just thought, oh, man, we're cool, like all the stuff we're seeing. Like, it looked like everybody was cool with it. Somebody in the comments says, yo, as soon as I saw that on Twitter, the first thing that came across my mind was how many minutes before CPS whipped down on them. Yeah, they got caught. I'm so glad. I'm so glad they got caught because it's too early. The child should be able to make their decision when they get older. Do I want to be somebody that's smoking a blunt in the middle of the day?
And you can tell also because you can tell they didn't think that they were doing anything wrong.
Mm-mm.
The smallest baby inhaled through his mouth and exhaled out his nose. And I was like, wow.
How did he know how to do that?
He's done it before.
I'm just bringing it full circle to say what everybody's being exposed to the most is what is their normal.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that shit was normal. Mm-hmm. That little boy in first grade talking about, hell yeah, I be smoking, nigga, bitch.
And these are 3-year-olds, so they haven't even been dropped off at preschool yet. This is like they're gonna go to preschool.
Mama gotta get in trouble. Whoever the fuck that ratchet ass dirty bitch was that was smoking them kids out,
Michaela Pearson and Candace Little,
she needs to be shot. Mm. Shot.
Mm.
Put down.
Mm.
Them kids are never going to be the same. They don't have a chance like every other child. You think white kids in suburban areas are dealing with shit like this? They got their own issues to deal with.
That might be coke over there.
Okay, well, maybe it is. But why are we exposing our kids to even seeing that weed is a thing that motherfuckers do?
Because
it's
been
normalized. I got friends that smoke and they
normalized.
Smoke while their kids are in the house. I'm like, bro, I can't fuck with you, fam. Like, yeah. What the fuck is you doing? I got friends that smoke cigarettes that'll smoke a cigarette in the presence of their kids. I'm like, nigga.
Are in the car with
what
them?
What the fuck
yeah.
are you on? When I smoke cigarettes, if I was smoking and somebody came up with their kid, like say I'm outside of the movies or something, and here comes a family with kids, I'm holding my shit way up high or I'll walk
That's
away.
That's very nice.
Because it's a choice I'm making.
That's very nice of you.
This bitch is smoking out babies.
Yeah. And when I was watching the videos, and apparently there's two women in the room that are giving these kids, I just saw the one with the little braids on there. The first thing I was thinking is, wow, anybody can be a parent, because I thought these were the parents when I was watching it, and I was like, you have to take a test to drive, you have to take a test to you have to get a license to fish, you have to get a license to, you know, buy a gun, but you don't need anything to get a baby and like have the responsibility of raising children for the rest of their lives. There's no prerequisite other than somebody nutting in you and it hitting the egg. So that's what I thought of when I looked at the video, and I was like, I don't know if laws should be changed, because then that's a whole thing of who decides who deserves a baby, but some people don't deserve a baby.
I thought of abortion. I was like, nigga, the bitch smoking out them babies should have been aborted, bro. Like, what are you going through? What is happening? What is your community that this is okay? This is normal. We gotta move. We gotta adjust the axis in the black community. Mm. Right now, it's like two black communities coexisting, right? Like Chris Rock talks about black people and niggas. And
yeah.
It's socioeconomic. Like it's niggas that make a certain amount of money, them black people now. They have nigga tendencies and they still do nigga shit. But I'm not a nigga.
They're the blocks.
And then there's the niggas. And there's whole communities of niggas. And they live in a certain way. And it's Hot Cheetos, Jordans, gunplay, violence, attacks, sex, early, or like all of the problems that, we have in our community where we say these are the bad things. We know the areas, and that shit is normal. That wild shit is normal. Like, it didn't used to be like that. Our black communities used to be proud. The black dollar stayed in and circulated, and people were doing. Now, what in the fuck is going on? We got to break the system, man.
I love it.
Because there's a part of our culture, and you got to be honest, but there's a part of our culture that is literally living the lifestyle that the racist white folks that keep all of us down are saying, this is why you guys can't have, and this is why you can't be.
Real talk.
It's niggas out here I'm crossing the street from. Like, damn. Nah, fam. Bitch, you smoked out babies? Like, she needs lashing. You smoked out babies, bruh. Yeah.
Queen Patty be blessed says, I couldn't finish that video. It made me cry.
No, that's a lot, Patty, if you cried watching it.
She said they knew they were wrong. That's why they put it on IG. You think? And two.
Don't be hitting that shit like no bitch, nigga. Hit that motherfucker. And it's, there you go.
But there was another mom who was arrested in March of this year for also giving their baby weed and putting it online. So apparently people are not watching, you know, the news to know that you can get in trouble for doing this and filming yourself doing it.
That bitch didn't give a fuck. It's not that they knew it was normal or they knew that it was, they knew they were, like this comment says, they knew they were wrong. That's why they put it on IG. No. Do you remember a while back there was like 5 or 6 kids in Chicago that literally beat the shit out of a kid and tortured them on Facebook Live?
Oh, yeah.
That's because it was normal to them. That shit escalated, but it was normal to be like, yo, we on Facebook Live. We just show what we do every day. We wilding the motherfucker over here and woo-doo-woo-woo. And that shit was so far from what's okay.
Speaking
of. We got to
move
our normal. There's a scale from what the fuck to okay. And you need to range it. Like, our community right now is at, like, we're above what's okay, and we're more towards what the fuck.
But you also have to look at what entertains us, because back in the day, we had shows like The Cosby Show and A Different World and all these positive things, you know, speaking of, because I think Robert Townsend was doing the shows like The Parenthood. He had the movie The Five Heartbeats, which, you know, we went to see the documentary of the making of The Five Heartbeats a couple nights ago with Robert Townsend and the cast there. And it reminded me of how positive things were being produced in the 90s, and it gave us something to look forward to. But now that stuff is boring to this new generation. That stuff is lame. I was talking to some people that weren't watching those things back in the day that are younger who were like, oh man, that, you know, that puts me to sleep. So if you look at what we need to be stimulated by at this point for entertainment, the shooting and the bloody violence that's allowed on regular TV and the cursing and the weed and the alcohol and all the music videos, everything, I think entertainment plays a big part in what we're used to seeing over and over again in front of our faces, as well as the community that we live in. Putting those two things together is what would have to be normalized in a different way for us to have normal thoughts changed.
I don't give a fuck if people are responding to that shit. Somebody got to be putting that shit. Somebody needs to put that shit out there. Blackish is positive.
It is.
And we need to be inundated with it. We need to be completely fully immersed in more uplifting content.
Of
we
course.
Gotta, because otherwise, the kids think it's okay to smoke a blunt that gets handed to them by another person who's also very young. And the mom left them with a person that's like, you know, when you're looking for somebody to care after your kids, the bitch with the Hurricane Chris beads ain't the number one choice.
What's up, Mike Q? Mike Q just joined us. He says, sorry, I'm late.
Shit, it's hammer time.
The show is this number 75 is a Jubilee episode. Jubilee is equal to 75? Is that what that means?
I don't know.
Well, thanks for watching, dog. We're talking about the video of the two women who were giving the three little kids blunts, and it was viral on Facebook, and now those women have been arrested on a $150,000 bail bond. And it wasn't the mother. The mother said she left these kids in their care. So if you're just tuning in and you want to call, the number is
818-575-6993. Oh, shit.
93.
We bust different.
Oh, that's so funny. What were you saying, Stephanie? Oh. She's like, I don't remember, Tangerine. You just cut me off and now I don't know. I'm sorry. Moving on from that topic.
Don't be sitting there on E fucking with me. We got a show we doing.
But yes, we'll move on from that topic, and now we can talk about another young man. This will be a quick topic, though, just to touch on. Well, no, I don't think that's funny. Let me go to. Is that the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Diggity.
Another topic we can talk about real light. Remember that beauty supply where the Asian guy punched the black lady in the face?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
I was just going to say the conclusion of it.
I don't want to talk about that. Oh, if you okay. Tell me, if you say the word 50% off.
Yeah, they have.
I don't want. We talked about that on Corey's show last night, and that shit is another example of black people fucking the fuck up.
Okay, so we can't talk about it.
Fine, goddamn.
Nah, we won't go. We won't go into it. But fine, just to finish my thought, there were the guy had a 50% off sale at the store. You know, to bring the community back on his side or whatever, and there were black people lined up forever in line for this sale. Like, as if they forgot that this woman had been punched in the face. But then if you pan the camera over, you see that there was about four people protesting. And it just was a sad example of what matters to us in our community when it comes to standing up for our rights versus getting a deal on some weave.
That's not how it was presented to me last night on the show. They were like, there was a whole protest with brothers out there supporting that black woman. Hey, hey, ho, ho, we need our rights. We refuse to go, like doing our thing. And then he came up and put a sign in the window that said 50% off. And motherfuckers was like, excuse me, I'm sorry, brother. I know you're protesting, but he got a sale. That's how it was
so
presented to me.
Same difference.
It's a little different if he was having a sale and then they protested, be like, we don't want to see him making money in the community. Like that's a little bit different. It makes the women who were in the store a little less of scabs and all that.
They were lined up outside of the store.
But they were lined up outside regardless.
Just like
they
line up for Jordan.
And then
but
you
we
just
know that this
the
is
camera over and you see like four protesters just sitting down. Kind of, they look defeated. It was like a lost cause.
They were defeated. They wanted the product that was inside the store more than they wanted the justice
but
from the owner.
It was a couple white folks that was protesting.
And they left out of there feeling like, well, what in the fuck? If they don't care about right. their own cause, why do we? You guys, be strong enough to get your hair somewhere else. Open your own hair place.
There are some black-owned beauty supplies. They're not as
where they at? Talk about it, Tangerine, so they know other options.
There's a few, but the thing is, there's one here in the Valley. It's in Studio City on Ventura Boulevard. It's called Superstar Hair. I know the owners. But I did find out years ago that the Asian community owns most of the hair care products, and they make it very difficult for black-owned beauty supplies to buy the products for the large distribution. So they'll say, you can't just have this one color. You have to buy this many of every color. And the black-owned beauty supply might not
sourcing.
Be able
to. You got to get 10,000 units.
And they might not be able to afford to get it. So if you go to these black-owned supplies, you'll be like, man, the product I normally want, you're out of it. And they're so sweet. They always say, okay, well, let us know. We'll try to order from you. But you're like, no, my hair is a mess now. I'm getting my hair done at 7 o'clock, bitch. So you can't. And so you have to go to the Asian one. But I do try to support the black ones in my area whenever I can. Where are the other black ones, Stephanie?
A girlfriend of mine has one. It's called The Girl Cave LA.
I like that name.
Yeah. By Leah Diaz.
There you go.
Check
so there's
her out,
two of
the
them.
Girl Cave LA.
And then there might be some online as well. So support as you can so that you're not the people in line for a sale that everybody can see you
We're
going
out
against.
This bitch. We're out this bitch. Helping the culture. Hey. Fuck that shit. Right now, if you want to own a hair salon, a hair product place, you better hire like an Asian girl just to sit at the register because people feel more comfortable seeing the little Korean lady up in there. Even
That's
if
interesting.
Black and you own it.
Because the Koreans who own the black hair supplies and the liquor stores and stuff, they now hire a Latina girl to work for them so that we can see somebody that looks more like our community. And we come in talking to them as opposed to having to talk to the Asians. So it's interesting that you would say that.
But it can't be a black person.
I feel more comfortable if I see a black person.
Right. There's one called Wild Beauty Supply. It's Asian owned, but they always hire like two black girls to work there to help you with your hair. And that does, you know, that does make
on
you
feel
a little
better. On one hand, I
want
to be like, man, what the fuck? But on the other, I'm like, them two black girls did make some money off of the shit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. My Q says, who is the fine lady with the other fine lady, young lady?
Well,
That's Stephanie.
What I need you to do is come on in earlier. My cue.
We did describe her. We told her degrees, her credentials. We gave her name
like,
on Instagram.
Ain't my fault. Shit, y'all niggas don't start on time and y'all be moving days and y'all be nigga. We trying. I'll just go back and say who the beautiful lady is on the screen. So this is Stephanie Persephone. You can follow her on Instagram at
Persephone, P-E-R-S-E-P-H-A-N-I-I.
And she has the biggest booty in North Hollywood right now.
It is ginormous. You will see it on my Insta story.
And she got a
booty
degree
patrol.
In something.
And it's
she
natural.
She has two degrees.
she got a degree in something.
And a master's.
She a genius with cake.
Yes. Thank you. Jack's packet says, damn, Asians are monopolizing black hair care. And he's got the surprise emojis. And DM0879 says, queen on the right is badder than an MF.
Badder than a motherfucker. Oh, well, here's the thing. You're right, she bad. My right, she bad. Mm-hmm. I'm in this bitch in a bad cookie.
I appreciate that. What does he say? The nigga Nate said, bow-legged Lou got a Hurricane Chris braid. I've been laughing. That's hilarious. Okay, what else can we talk about real quick? We passed on that. Kanye West apologized, you guys. Everybody was mad because he made a slavery comment. He apologized and said, first of all, he didn't say the sentence slavery was a choice. What he said was 400 years of slavery. Damn, that sounds like a choice to me. And he wanted to emphasize the to me. And then he said he equated it to like Harriet Tubman and Nat Turner. And it's interesting because when he made the comment, it didn't make me as mad as it made the rest of the world, maybe because my mind is a little more open and I would probably have gotten in trouble for saying it as well. But I was thinking of it as, man, I saw his point when he first said it, because there were some people who decided to not make that choice and to start an underground railroad. There were some people who fought back and maybe ended up getting their ass beat or ended up getting hanged. But it's a choice. Either you're going to stay in line and, you know, suffer the and be okay, or suffer the consequences and try to lash out. So the funniest thing to me about his comment was at the very end, he said the one thing he learned from his TMZ comment was how much black people love him. And I was like, of course. He put this all the way back to him, mm-hmm. and his ego and his conceitedness, because we're still talking about how he hurt.
Don't get to talk about what his statement was and you can relate with it. And at the end say, and then he said this crazy shit about black people loving him. The nigga is way away from what he used to be. He's outside of his motherfucking mind, and he needs to have an awakening experience where he comes back to the median of his culture, because he's been around these white folks and he hasn't had any guidance of any beautiful black strong women or strong men to guide him, and he's saying wild shit like slavery was a choice. The whole point of slavery was to get rid of every choice. The whole point of being enslaved and being somebody who's enslaved to not feel like getting out or escaping is even an option.
Which
That's
is
what
why it was so hard
is.
To get out of it. But the people did make a choice to not do what they were told, and that's how we got to where we are now.
But see, I don't think that's really a choice. If you're forced, if you're threatened, if it's not a free choice. So it's not like you just sat there and decided, okay, I'm just gonna stay.
Somebody fucked up, Tangerine. Well, if you own slaves and they feel like they have a choice to be enslaved or not, or they can continue to revolt, you're not a good slave owner.
Well, listen to what he said and how he corrected it. He said, I never said the word slavery was a choice. What he said was,
sounds like a
400
choice to
years
me.
Of slavery. That sounds like a choice to me.
Sounds like a choice to me.
So when you think about it, like the Holocaust, we get reminded of the Holocaust every year. There's a blockbuster movie about what they went through from Schindler's List on. And we're constantly being reminded. But if you think about it, that was less than a few years. The war only lasted, what, 4 years? The war that the Holocaust was?
Hold on. Yeah. I'm not trying to fuck up your point, because I know you make fun. She's really good at making a point. Goddamn. From A to B to C to D and E, then the F be like, fuck.
Go on,
she's
Nate.
She's phenomenal at that.
Go on.
But you're not finna tell me, based on how he said it, using his dialect and vernacular, that sounds like a choice to me is different than him saying that shit is a choice. If I say that bitch is a hoe, and that sounds more drastic about a female, right? Mm-hmm. Then if I be like, well, how many people has she fucked? She'd be like, only three. Sound like a hoe to me? That's the same thing. I'm saying to me, that person is defined as a hoe. And he said to him, slavery was a choice. To
you gotta add,
enslaved.
You gotta add the 400 years part. So what he's saying is,
man, fuck that.
How did we let it go on so long?
What he don't realize is that right now, while he's talking all that shit, he's a slave. They've got his.
He said that in the interview. He said the fact that we're even having this conversation in English is still slavery, because this isn't our first language. He said that.
He doesn't get to choose to be all extra woke. The only reason the nigga apologizes is because he got a new fucking flip flop out. He's trying to get back into the conversation and be like, buy these little ass fucking shoes that don't fit nobody.
I was going to ask you, Japanese, do you think shoes. He also apologized for the MAGA hat, because he's like, I'm sorry, I give you the 1-2 apology because I gave you that 1-2, the MAGA hat, right into the slavery sounds like a choice to me statement. So he apologized for both. Then he made the comment of, but the fact that we're having this conversation in English is showing that we're still in slavery, because this is not our first language. But my question is he really crazy, or is he just really good at publicity? Because he always has these crazy comments come out, and then bam, a song drops, bam, an album drops,
yeah,
bam, some new clothes drop.
Absolutely. I would have said no to that a couple years ago, but now it's a pattern. If Kanye West is in the news, wait, because within fucking 4 days,
exactly,
this nigga got an album, or somebody who he's got signed got a project, or something is about to drop.
He's always been controversial, but I think at this level he's kind of lost his mind. And honestly, I think his comment just negated everything that people have done to take us from the slavery that was back then to the slavery, the mental slavery now. So I don't know. He was out of line.
I'm not speechless about it. I have gotten to the point now where I understand the power of my dollar, and I no longer am spending money with this nigga. I'm no longer buying these albums, all that. The last thing I bought was some vinyl College Dropout back when this shit I thought was
those good. Albums were fire.
Yeah,
though.
But I'm done fucking with it. I'm not streaming no more Kanye. I'm not bumping no more Kanye. I'm not buying no Yeezy. I'm not buying no little tiny ass Japanese shoes, because this can't be the nigga who I give my money to. A nigga who doesn't even give a fuck about my own interests right back. I'd rather buy some David Banner shit. At least he's woke. So I'm cool on that.
So
I'm not
you
fucking
feel
with
he's
the
not
NFL
woke.
Right now. I'm not fucking with, if I don't like it. And the shit ain't, and it doesn't fit my discourse and what I'm living, but I feel like it makes money off of people who live my day. And if it's making money off black people and it's culture vulturing us and all this shit, I'm cool. Fuck that nigga.
So let me read some of the comments.
Fuck,
because
you got on a MAGA hat. Make America great again, nigga. When?
When was it great?
We were subservient and or slaves?
Speaking of slavery, yes.
The fuck you doing? You should be walking around in Donald Trump's shadow and you trying to sell us shoes and shit. Nigga, he knows who buys his shit. He knows who bumps his shit.
Yeah.
I'm cool, nigga.
And he said in his latest song, I think it's the song All Mine, he said, I could have me a Halle Berry. No, a Naomi Campbell, but still might want me a Stormy Daniels. Just letting you know. I had
like
me a
this.
Sister. Remember he had the Delta that was down with him? And
yeah.
Then he went to the Stormy Daniels, the Kim Kardashian.
I'm going to put it
and
this way.
And he's married into somebody whose family is really good at publicity. So that's why I'm wondering, is he really mentally ill, or is he just really good at getting his name in the news right before he drops a new item that he wants to
sell?
It's
both. Because while you have to consider what controversy can I stir up, you got to figure out what's okay to say, what's not okay to say, what will they forgive me for? Yeah, he's making calculated choices. He's probably
Absolutely.
Having meetings with Kim Kardashian's mom.
Exactly.
Who's the master of that.
Exactly.
But it doesn't make it okay, whether he's doing it on accident from a place of ignorance, or he's doing it on a calculator from a place of speculating his moves. Either way, nigga, it's wrong. And I'm not going to buy no motherfucking
good
shoes or support this nigga just because he's doing it on, he don't know what he's saying.
Good
That's
for
what
you.
Van Jones was saying on TMZ when he stood up like, nigga, you have a responsibility. Are you fucking crazy? Just because you made enough money to be removed from the community and deal with the stuff that we deal with doesn't mean you get to turn around and OJ us, nigga. You're still black. And people are listening to you, which is what I wish people would stop doing. Put this nigga in an asylum.
I knew he was mentally ill back when he was on Punk'd. Did you guys see that episode when he was on Punk'd with Ashton Kutcher years ago?
Tell us
you
about it.
You got a fat ass.
Oh, my God. Really? And then you don't want me to show it.
Uh-uh. Oh, please show it.
Don't show it.
He told you not to show
no,
it?
No, he said don't show it. He said stop
just
posting.
You should
stop posting pictures.
But,
no,
but,
no, no,
but
no,
stand
no,
up.
No, you can
no,
show it.
I'm not showing it.
I'm
stand
running.
Up. Stand up.
No.
Nigga. Ladies and gentlemen, put something in the comments if you want to see her stand up on our show before we get off the air.
That'd be crazy.
Put something in the comments. Put the hand.
God.
Put
this
a yes.
Different. This is
put
different.
Emoji. Just pick an emoji.
Oh man, this is just different.
Let's end the show with a thirst trap.
I'm not trying to get unfollowed.
But let me. Oh, he's already decided he's gonna keep following you. But let me give you guys
we're
a couple.
We're about to
of
show some ass on this motherfucker. Right quick.
but until they get that, let me read some of these comments. And if I get some emojis in these comments after these, we'll. Oh, I got my cue sent a whole bunch of puppy dogs and hands up and thumbs up and hand waving emojis. Let's see. But let me tell you what some of these comments have been saying about our topic.
Puppy cam.
My cue says, I too agree, talking about the Kanye thing, but you've got to be careful with the words that you use. Explanation point. Touche. 202 Pasha says, that nigga spent it at the end of the interview like Trump. Shake my head. Because that's what, at the end, he was just like, yeah, just let me know how much black people really love me. Dude, stop making it about you and your ego. Jax Packet says, because using that logic, being in an abusive relationship for an extended period of time is a choice, quote unquote, to him. Now, let's talk about that. I was in an abusive relationship, and...
It's, I've been beat up.
And so what you're saying is...
And bit by a dog. I've been through so much
this
shit.
This is real
I should not
facts
be
about me.
Able to come out the fog. Oh.
You finished making fun of my abuse?
Nah, but you gotta... You already survived
good.
It. Into,
yeah,
you know
I joke about it. But I was in an abusive relationship. So it was my choice to stay for as long as I stayed. And it was my choice to leave when I left. And it was hard to leave. Because he knew where I worked. He knew where my parents lived. He knew where I lived. He was in my home when I would come home from work after we had broken up. And I would be putting my key in the door and I could hear moving in the house. And I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga's in there. He didn't have a key. How did he get in there? So everything is a choice. Mm-hmm. I could have stayed in it because it was easier to keep him happy, to stay with him.
Caught that nigga with a thirst trap.
But but yeah. I made the choice to get out of that abusive relationship. Mm. So it was a choice. Because my mom even told me, I'm going to move you to Atlanta, start a new life out there. I don't want you to be out here and I don't want you to get hurt. And I don't want him to find you. And I chose to say, no, mom, I appreciate that. I don't know our family in Atlanta. I don't think my calling is to be living in Atlanta. I'm here for a bigger purpose. I'm going to survive this. I'm going to make a choice to stay here. So my answer to what you're saying about him saying slavery was a choice is like saying somebody in an abusive relationship for an extended period of time is a choice. It is a choice. And you get out of it when you want to get out of it.
Now, I fuck with you, Tangerine, and you know that.
Uh-oh.
But you not finna sit here and make a direct correlation between your choice to stay out here for your career and or be in a bad relationship with a nigga had anything to do or resemble slavery.
Excuse me, the person's comment compared abusive relationship to slavery, not me.
You don't get to justify that comment. That comment was some bullshit when they wrote it. Who
That's
said
from
what?
Jax Packet.
Let me see what Jax Packet said. It's a packet of stupid shit. That's what's in the packet, nigga.
Right there.
Ramen noodle seasoning and dumb shit. Because using that logic, being in an abusive relationship for an extended period of time is a choice. No, he's not justifying it. He's talking from a place of...
sarcasm.
Yeah, he's talking. Yeah, because using that logic, nigga, he's trying to say an abusive relationship extended period of time. Yeah, he's making fun of it. But he this is a stretch. Jax Packet, wake up too, nigga. You get it, but you got to get it better.
Mike Q says, post Stephanie's Instagram info again. I didn't see it. We didn't post it.
We
spelled
it. We said
it. We spelled it twice. We'll say it again at the end.
I say it the easier way. Go to Mr. Nate Jackson. And then it's in the stories. I've tagged her on several posts, and Tangerine tagged her on several posts because she spelled it all fucked up.
She spelled Stephanie without having a T in there, and at the end it's two I's. So it's Persephone.
It's actually a play off the Greek goddess Persephone.
That's good, but nigga, Greeks be like, oh, nigga, the kills.
202 Pasha says Nate for president.
Nah, man. I don't want all that responsibility. I'm a comedian. And I'm going to be one of your favorite before all this shit is said and done.
Yeah, he's having a really good year, you guys. My Q Dog says, Nate, want to smash D, don't you?
Oh, Darlene Ortiz, she could get the dick. But I'm not gonna put no effort into it because she got a history with, she's in entertainment. She's around a lot of entertainer dudes. And she's such a sweet spirit, man, and a great friend and a supportive person that you don't want to stick your dick in and fuck it up.
How old is she now? Because she was
she's
grown
up there, but I don't care.
Back in the day.
Like, she's beautiful.
She is beautiful. So she was like everybody's dream girl when she was on the cover of, was it Ice-T? Yeah, Ice-T's magazine.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is, she's a few years my senior. Like, I need to be trying to holler at a niece of hers or something. So I know y'all been watching the show going, nigga, somebody gonna fuck this bitch, please, please. And you think I got a shot, but I'm not even gonna take that shot. I fucks with Darlene Tubb.
He wouldn't tell us if he did hit it, though.
Yeah,
Nate is hella sneaky.
Okay, I might not.
You're hella sneaky. Jax Packet says, as a psychologist, do you feel that in his decision-making that he leads with his narcissism? Stephanie?
Yes.
Elaborate.
Absolutely. Narcissists only know their point of view. And no one else's. That's the only thing that's important. So, absolutely.
There you go. Yes and absolutely are her answers. Jax Packet sends pictures of emoji and their peaches. I think he wants to see you stand up.
Oh, she gonna stand up.
You ready?
I'm gonna keep the camera on. She gotta get up.
Victor Magnum has sent us his IG, I think. Black Dynamat 24 on IG. I'm not sure why you sent that. And then my cue says, now for the ass.
Can we just? All right, here's what we're gonna do.
Ain't even that big. They just.
I like how you're trying to be modest about it. Yeah, it definitely blew my mind when you came in here. And I'm a woman who really loves penis.
We gonna play a couple of things as far as telling y'all to go on iTunes and holler at us about the 5-star review and wrap the show up. And then we'll leave playing the song that we've been playing.
We should play something by Aretha Franklin or something by Michael Jackson. Today is Michael Jackson's 60th birthday.
Okay.
And we lost Aretha Franklin last week.
Okay, so here's
can
we
hum
do.
It since we don't have the rights to their songs?
Yeah, I don't got the rights. We can just, you hum Michael Jackson and I'll hum Aretha.
Give me a song.
Respect.
You said I hum Michael Jackson and you tell me respect?
All right, do bad. Beat it. Nigga Thriller.
Beat it. Beat it. Oh, wait. Hum it. All right, that was Beat It. Michael Jackson, happy 60th birthday. We miss you. Also, rest in peace to John McCain, man, because that was sad as well. All right, here's Aretha.
That's a remix. Yeah, man. John McCain is making a lot of noise on his way out. He gone already, but he wrote a lot of letters. He wrote some letters to some people to say, hey, once I'm gone, and some really heartfelt stuff. He said he wants Barack Obama to speak at the funeral and for Donald Trump to not be allowed there, and respecting his wishes. So I'm fucking with John McCain, alive or otherwise.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. He had morals. So whether he's Republican or Democratic and all that stuff doesn't matter. He had morals.
He was one of the last Republicans toeing the line for where the normal Republican stands. A few years ago, the Tea Party was a thing, and they were very erratic, and they were they were really far right. And then they all figured out how to get into the system and infiltrate and start running for offices, and it pushed all Republicans far, far right to where some Republicans are like, I think I'm a Democrat now. So John McCain was just like, wait, there is just a regular Republican, guys. Even though he had the little T-Rex arms, his little arms. His little arms.
I forgot about those.
Because he had the war arms. You know what I'm saying? His arms didn't go above here. So he had all that movement, but they couldn't get him up above here.
Did you see when your president was saying, they said, why didn't you go to the war? And he was like, because I had a bone spur. And then he tried to go to the next question. They were like, Mr. President, which leg was it in? Left or the right? And he was like, it's on record. You can look it up. Like, he can remember the lie that he told to dodge the war. But anyways.
Because he's a piece of shit. That's Kanye West, boy. Y'all better get down there and buy them new flip-flops that don't fit. them new Trump sandals. How long has Donald Trump had them?
My Q says, shout out to John Mack. Jack's Packet says, PYT freestyle. Oh, that's a good idea. And 202 Pasha says, holy wow, it's like that doctor. Clearly talking about Stephanie.
Yeah.
And my Q says, I like her already. All right, so she's going to stand up, and then we're going to talk
We just going to close it out. I'll play some music, and you just see cake, I guess. I don't want to make like a show of her butt because that's womanizing. But
she likes to be womanized. She was saying it on her Instagram page.
No, we didn't say that.
She don't want to be womanized.
She wants to stand up though.
I'll show. I don't have.
So tell us where they can tell us where they can find you.
Yeah.
And then stand up. You guys, if you don't know me, I'm the booty whisperer.
Yeah, I'm gonna be quiet. I'm gonna just step out the way and let it happen. What I'm gonna do is flatter the booty with the angles.
Okay, great. Okay. So tell us in the mic how they can find you online.
Persephone, Persephanii.
Excellent.
And what you got coming up? What's going on in your life? What you got? You want them to tune in for?
Well, I have a plus size swimwear company. I'm gonna be launching next year, and so I'm just working up that right now. And so just keep following me and.
Do you have a name for it yet?
Sophisticated Signature.
Cute. Mm-hmm. Sophisticated Signature. All right, stand up.
Y'all not gonna stand up with me? I gotta stand up by myself.
She can stand. I'm gonna stay where I'm at.
Girl, this is a camera angle for you. Move that jacket. Good Lord. Good Lord. Yeah, he's leaning on it. If you're listening on iTunes, Nate is leaning his arm on it. She shook it for me earlier, y'all.
She's can you do that little thing you wear?
She's a real good sport. Oh, my goodness, you guys. She's doing it one cheek at a time right now.
Look,
speaking of thirst trapping.
That motherfucker serious,
Booty
nigga.
Patrol.
Look at that motherfucking phone sitting on that motherfucker. Hello?
Booty Patrol.
Hello?
Good Lord. Stephanie for Secretary of Education, because the person in that position ain't doing any party of a good job.
Yeah, you're talking about Natalie DeVoe. She's terrible.
That's what Jack's Packet just said. Thank you for being a good sport and sharing your bootay with us. That was our guest today, Persephone on Instagram. Look for Sophisticated Signature.
Yes.
Swimwear next year. That is her plus size model swimwear line. As far as me, Tangerine. Can be seen in the new movie I Got the Hookup To in theaters in 2019. We just wrapped last week. I'm going to put together some clips from us behind the scenes and post that online. You guys know I post everything like 2 weeks in the past tense, so I got so much stuff to post for you guys. Me and Nate had a great time in the Burbank Comedy Festival the same week that I was shooting that movie. We both did three shows throughout the week. There was panels we went to, workshops. We learned a lot. We networked a lot. I was chosen to be one of the people that performed in the Best of the Fest at the end of the week, which is pretty awesome. Too bad I had another engagement that night. And couldn't perform, but it was still an honor to be mentioned. Like they say, it's an honor to be nominated. I will also be doing some more comedy next month, but I gotta post the dates. I gotta figure out what they are. But speaking of comedy dates, what are you up to, Nate?
Man, y'all can check me out this Friday, August 31st. I'm gonna be performing in Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Paradise Event Center on West Flamingo Road. That show is starring myself. It's starring Daphne Springs, and it's hosted by Esau. Oh, no. I'm giving the wrong information. The show on the 31st, August 31st, is called The Dog Comedy Show. And this show stars myself, Howie Bell, and Ryan Cole. And that's at Paradise Event Center. It's for the bruhs. They got tickets for the first 100 pre-sales, which I think are gone, are $30, and then $45 at the door. And this is going to be a good-ass show, so that's actually cheap for Vegas prices.
Nice.
So y'all come on out. And then the next day, on September 1st, I have a show at the Sunset Temple in North Park in San Diego, California. San Diego, California, that's hosted by Esau McGraw, also featuring Daphne Springs. And you can find tickets to that are on www.whatsupdago, and they're also at House of Styles Barbershop. Those tickets are $22. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Man, y'all pull up, man. Fuck with your boy. It's going down. West Coast, nigga. Let's represent on our way out.
West Coast Delta. Ooh.
Do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the show. It really matters. Thank you for the love and support. Keep listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show. The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
They say, yeah, she educated, but that booty ignorant.
Nate Jackson Show.
That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
That ass don't make no sense, girl. I love it. Good show, Doc, 22 Pasha says. Oh, 202 Pasha. 202 Pasha said, oh my, when you stood up. My cue said Booty Patrol, because that's my song and they know my song.
She a cake, bro.
She a cake, bro.